Okay, so are you ready to like dive deep into something super important for websites?
I am totally ready.
Today it's all about website speed, which, I think a lot of people kind of overlook. We've got this ultimate SEO performance guide here, and it's got a ton of like actionable stuff we can talk about.
It really does, yeah.
So if you're listening, you probably already know that speed matters,
Right.
but we're gonna like unpack why it matters so much these days.
Yeah.
And like how it all ties back to SEO.
Absolutely.
So maybe we should start with the basics.
Sure.
Like, how does Google even use site speed as like a ranking factor?
Okay, so like think of it this way.
Yeah.
Google really wants to give its users the best results, right?
Yeah, of course.
So if your website is slow and clunky, people are gonna
Cancel
bounce
it off.
before they even like see what you have to offer.
Yeah. Nobody wants to wait like 5 minutes for a page to load. I'm
Exactly. Oh.
totally guilty of that.
And Google sees that.
Yeah.
Like, they see that people are leaving your site quickly and they think, okay, this must not be a great website.
So it's not just a user experience thing. It actually affects like my ranking.
That's exactly right.
Wow.
Google's algorithms are really sophisticated. They pick up on all these signals,
Yeah.
and site speed is definitely one of them.
Okay, so I get it. Like, speed matters for Google.
Right.
But I gotta be honest. Sometimes I think like, okay, my website loads, it's fine.
Right.
Is that like a dangerous mindset?
Yeah, it definitely can be.
Okay.
One of the things this guide really emphasizes is that even small improvements can make a big
Oh,
difference.
really?
Yeah, there's no magic number.
Okay.
Like, it's not, okay, as long as your site loads under 3 seconds, you're good.
Gotcha.
Every millisecond counts.
So it's like, it's always something I can be working on.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, so no more good enough for me.
Right?
Time to get serious about speed.
Let's do it.
Where do we even begin?
All right, so let's start something super common.
Okay.
Images.
Yeah.
Everyone loves beautiful images,
Absolutely.
but they can be huge files,
Yeah.
and that can really slow down your site. This guide actually says you should try to keep images under 100 KB whenever possible,
Oh, wow.
which I know can be tough.
Yeah, especially like if you're a photographer or something.
Yeah, but there are tools out there like Tiny PNG
I've heard of that.
that can compress images without sacrificing too much quality.
So you don't even notice the difference, really.
Rice.
That's awesome. I've definitely been guilty of like uploading those giant files straight from my camera.
Yeah, we've all been there.
Not good. Okay, so images, got it.
Okay, what else?
What else can we do to speed things up?
Okay, so this one might sound a little scary,
Oh.
but it's really important. Code optimization.
Oh boy.
I know it sounds technical.
Yeah, that's where I start to like tune out a little bit.
I get it.
But maybe you can break it down for me.
Okay. Think of your website's code like a messy room
Okay.
full of stuff. You know, some of it's useful, but some of it's just taking up space.
Yeah.
Code optimization is basically like cleaning up that room,
Gotcha.
getting rid of unnecessary code.
Makes it more efficient. I
Exactly.
like that analogy.
And when your code is clean and efficient,
Yeah.
guess what?
Your website runs faster.
You got it.
Okay. So spring cleaning for my website's code.
Exactly.
I can handle that.
All right, good.
What else? What else?
Okay, this one's a game changer.
Ooh.
Caching.
Caching.
Have you heard of that?
I've heard the word,
Okay.
but I don't really know what it means.
Okay, so imagine you walk to work every day,
Okay.
and it takes a while, right?
Yeah.
But what if you could magically create shortcuts that popped
Whoa.
up along the way?
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
That's kind of what caching does.
Really?
It stores copies of your website's files so
Okay.
that when someone visits your site again, they don't have to download everything all over again.
So it's faster for them. That
Exactly.
makes so much sense.
Yeah.
I never really got that before.
It's like a fast lane for repeat visitors,
Yeah.
and Google loves that.
Because it's a better user experience.
Exactly. It all ties back to that.
Okay, I'm starting to see the big picture here.
Yeah.
Like all these little things add up
They really do.
to create a faster website.
Yeah. And you know what's interesting?
Okay.
We've been talking a lot about SEO, but a fast website is just better for everyone.
Yeah, that's true.
Even if you didn't care about Google,
Right.
you'd still want your website to be fast.
Yeah, think about it. Like, don't you get frustrated when you click a link
Totally.
and it takes forever to load?
All the time.
Yeah, I'm much more likely to stick around if a site loads quickly.
Absolutely.
It's just a better experience.
Yeah, it's like good customer service,
Right, exactly.
but online.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here.
I think so. What's like the key takeaway for our listeners?
I would say speed matters.
Yes.
And even small changes.
Yeah.
Can make a big difference.
Absolutely.
Don't get overwhelmed.
Right.
Just pick one thing.
Yeah.
And focus on that.
Totally. Like, maybe check your image sizes.
Mm-hmm.
Or talk to your developer about your website's code.
Yeah, good ideas.
All right, listeners. I hope you learned something today.
Me too.
And remember, a fast website is a happy website.
That's a good way to put it.
So go forth and speed up your sites.
Yes.
You won't regret it.
I promise.
And hey, maybe while you're at it, go make yourself a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Because those pages are going to be loading lightning fast from now on.
That's the goal.
Thanks for joining us for another deep dive.
It was fun.
We'll be back next time with more SEO goodness.
Sounds good.
Until then, happy optimizing.
Bye, everyone.